The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Could you use a little humor? Could you? I think we all could use a little humor, a good laugh. Boy, do I have one for you. One of the funniest things I have seen in a long, long time. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. What is so funny? Well, it happened during the impeachment proceedings yesterday. Well, actually, the humor began after the impeachment proceedings were all done and finished, as different news sources reported on the happenings on the floor of the House of Representatives. And I started to go off on a tirade about rush judgment. No. Let me just stick with the funny thing. All right, Louis Gohmert is one of the more colorful representatives from the Republican Party. He is from Texas, Louis Gohmert. And he is one of those that rose to speak on the House floor yesterday concerning the impeachment of Donald Trump. Well, after all was said and done, the vote was taken. News media all over the country started having a fit, saying that Louis Gohmert, a Republican representative, was asking for more insurrection. He was encouraging more violence. We can't believe this. This is an impeachment hearing about a president inciting violence, and here is a Republican congressman in the middle of the impeachment proceeding, actually encouraging more violence. You say, well, what's funny about that? Well, the phrase that got the news media all up in a foam, he was quoting Nancy Pelosi. He was quoting Nancy Pelosi. But many in the media missed that. They didn't know that he was quoting Nancy Pelosi. They thought that's what he said. So get this. Many in the media were flipping out because they believed the words I'm going to read to you were meant to incite violence. And the words were Nancy Pelosi's, not Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert stood up and condemned the impeachment, said the president really wasn't trying to incite violence, but he believed that the Democrats were. And he quoted Nancy Pelosi, and here is the quote. I just don't even know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be. Now, Louis Gohmert didn't say that. Nancy Pelosi did. But an editor with Politico leans to the left, of course, and he just quoted Louis Gohmert. Here's a tweet. Louis Gohmert, I don't know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country. I can't believe that a U.S. representative is encouraging violence. A reporter for the History Channel. A reporter for the History Channel says Louis Gohmert calls for more violent uprisings. Let's see. A Marty Schladen, I can't remember what news agency she's with. She says, Louis Gohmert says, I don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. Louis Gohmert says, perhaps, hopefully. A CNN analyst. Yeah, a reporter, analyst for CNN tweeted out, holy blank. Is Gohmert encouraging more uprisings? Did I hear that right? Question mark, question mark, question mark. A reporter for a West Coast Fox station said, quote, Louis Gohmert literally asked for Trump supporters to commit violence on live TV. Why is he even there in the House of Representatives? That was a Fox reporter. Not from the Fox network, a Fox TV station out on the West Coast. Okay, I'm not going to bore you with all the others. But several news organizations were flipping out last night accusing Louis Gohmert of inciting more violence, asking for more uprisings, more violence. People are demanding that he resign, he be kicked out of the House of Representatives. And he was, oh my goodness, he was quoting Nancy Pelosi. Now, I don't know about you. I think that's funny. I think that's funny. But, you know, there is so much truth. The riots that occurred beginning back the last summer, millions of dollars worth of damage, dozens of people killed, buildings burned down, police attacked. The news media, for the most part, encourage the rioters, encourage the civil disobedience, portrayed them as heroes. But you see, they're for the left. But anyway, when I saw that, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. So, if people are demanding that Louis Gohmert be thrown out of the House of Representatives for saying, I just don't even know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be, I wonder when those people found out, and I'm sure they found out, that this was a quote from Nancy Pelosi, I wonder if they'll demand her resignation. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, we... Just, my goodness. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Are you ready for some more good news? I don't know about you, but sitting around in an airport is not one of my favorite things to do. I do enjoy watching people. I am a people watcher. There's no doubt about that. But through the years, I have spent a lot of time sitting in airports. And the only thing you can watch, CNN. Yeah, CNN. No matter where you go, there's a TV monitor and there's CNN. Well, no more. Why? Because the CNN airport network is going kaput. They're going out of business. They're folding up. They're closing their doors. They're going bye-bye. Why? Well, COVID, I'm sure, has had something to do with it. The number of air passengers has declined rapidly and so forth. Now, this is something I always assumed, but I didn't know for sure. Why did the airports have CNN? Why not Fox? Why not some other network? Why not play old Andy Griffith episodes, which would be far more interesting and even educational than CNN? And I wondered that, and I assumed it was all about money. Yes, CNN pays those airports. Not only do they pay the airport, they provide the equipment, all the cabling, the installation. In other words, it costs the airport zero, not one penny, and they make money. Now, the amount of money is dependent upon the size of the airport. For instance, Miami International Airport gets paid approximately $150,000 to have CNN monitors all over the airport. And then again, CNN installs them, maintains them. If one of the TV breaks, CNN is obligated to come out and replace it, and so on and so on and so forth. The CNN airport network was launched 30 years ago, and they will close up shop March 31st. March 31st. That's going to leave a void in the airports. It'll be interesting to see who steps into the vacuum. I doubt that it'll be Fox. I doubt that it'll be Fox. And, oh, by the way, what did I do with that? I had somewhere in my stack. I don't remember what the story was. Okay. Yeah, it's not that one. It's not that one. Oh, well, so it's not that important. Somewhere in my stack, I have a Fox News story from the network, not from a local Fox station, but actually Fox News Network. It is so slanted. It is so biased. It is just incredibly unfair to Trump. And it's a Fox article. I thought, really? So anyway, CNN Airport Network is going away. Now, I'm not spending nearly as much time in airports today as I used to, and probably won't be spending a whole lot of time in the future. Travel plans just aren't what they used to be, and that's fine with me. I've done more than my fair share of traveling in my life. I don't think we need a particular news network. Now, I will say that when I have been overseas, I have thoroughly enjoyed the BBC. In airports in Great Britain and some places in Europe, and Sky News, well, it's better than CNN. But anyway, CNN Airport Network going by. I was going to save this for later, but since I was talking about Nancy Pelosi a minute ago, and her quote about why she didn't know why there aren't more uprisings. If you're a regular listener, you know that a couple of weeks ago, I told you that Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives had passed a resolution forbidding the use of all gender identities. Terms like mother, father, husband, wife, grandmother, grandfather, any term that is gendered, brother, sister, son, daughter, those all indicate a particular gender. If it's a son, it's a boy. If it's a daughter, it's a girl. You know what I mean. So Nancy Pelosi pushed through a resolution supported by leaders in the Democratic-led House of Representatives to, not make it illegal. It was a resolution saying we should not use these terms in the House of Representatives. Yesterday, in Nancy Pelosi's speech on the floor of the House of Representatives, encouraging her colleagues to impeach Donald Trump, she referred to herself as a wife and a mother. Yeah, she passed the resolution with the help and support of Representative James McGovern from, where is he? I think he's from Massachusetts, saying that modifying gender-based pronouns should never be used in the House and so on and so forth. Oh, and I've got the list here. Father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, parent, child, sibling, or it should be changed to parent, child, sibling, spouse, or parent-in-law, not father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, and so forth. So in spite of her own resolution, she referred to herself as a wife and a mother. If you were listening right at the beginning of the program, I said we are awash in a sea of hypocrisy, and that's just the beginning. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, the latest statistics about Christian persecution around the world for last year, it is not good news, folks. We are rightly concerned about our freedoms and liberties here in America as Christians and as conservatives. But folks, our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world are suffering unlike Christians have ever suffered before. The year 2020 was a bad year worldwide for the pandemic and many other reasons. It was also a very bad year for Christian persecution. I've got the study, the statistics for you when we return.